This idea about becoming a man of our word when I started 75 Hard, there was things that I had to do, and the consequence of me not doing it was something drastic. I didn't do the things I set out to do. I had to restart the whole entire thing. It really started bringing my attention to the things that I say that I want to do and the things that I don't do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
when friends say, yo, bro, I haven't seen you in a long time. Maybe we can hang out next week. Months go by. No plans. You know why? You didn't keep your word. I say something that you're not willing to do.
Problem with guys nowadays is, like, have these high standards. They don't reach them right away. They think that there's something wrong with them. Like, I have a different mindset about burnout now since 75 Hard. I've reached a new threshold. The things that I can handle because I kept burning myself out. That's literally self-improvement right there. It's a beautiful thing.
Georgie would probably know. I lived in France. He really prioritized, like, spending time with family and friends. I should have probably got this done, but friends are inviting me over. Spend quality time to be in present. Really enjoy the moment as much as I can. How do you bridge the gap between your desires and God's will?
Desires and God's will.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bros Think Big. We have a very interesting topic for you guys. We're going to be sharing our personal experiences, some of the things that we're going through, our adventures. And this comes with having higher standards, raising our standards to trying to achieve more and do more things in our life, being more of a man of our word and understanding that when a man says something, he has to do it. And this also comes with us doing a podcast and holding ourselves accountable that what we preach, how we have to live. So all that three is something we're going to go over and kind of put in perspective how all of that is important and how that comes simultaneously together in our day-to-day lives, right?
And oh, before we get started, I want you guys to let us know if the Bible opened up is better or closed.
The word has to be open, yeah, right? The word of God has to be open.
Don't be afraid to read a verse or two while you're watching a podcast.
Yeah, zoom in.
So what do you guys have to say about just where do we start from? Do we start from the standards?
I'll tell you what, because this idea about becoming a man of our word, it recently started coming up for me when I started 75 Hard, because there was things that I had to do, and the consequence of me not doing it was something drastic. I had to do a challenge where if I didn't do the things I set out to do, I had to restart the whole entire thing in front of everybody, right?
Took you 109 days.
Exactly. I did it for 109 days. I failed twice, but it really started bringing my attention to the things that I say that I want to do and the things that I don't do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there comes a point, like, I think every guy's life where they kind of want, they just yearn for more. They know they're capable of more, but they're not meeting that expectation. And they struggle with that adversity.
And it's frustrating.
It's so frustrating. It's like you have, like, low confidence because of it. You don't have any trust in yourself. And so I think the biggest part about becoming a man of your word is the trust and the confidence that you gain within yourself.
Exactly. And, you know, people need to acknowledge that specific aspect more, because nowadays it's just like, I say one thing just to please somebody else, or I say something just so it sounds good. And I'm like, yeah, bro, like, we should definitely hang out, or yeah, we should spend more time together, or yeah, we should definitely, you know, be more productive, get work done. But then it never happens. And this is why I bring up such a simple example as, you know, when friends say, yo, bro, I haven't seen you in a long time, man. I miss you. Maybe we can hang out next week. Months go by. No plans. You know why? Because you're so caught up in your own stuff that now you didn't keep your word. Okay, let's say you were actually busy and, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on. But what about being a man of your word? Why say something that you're not willing to do? Because you're just trying to use that in the situation to shrug that off and take that responsibility off of yourself at the moment. But then, you know, next thing you know, you don't keep the word. So how important is to keep that word than, you know, being busy? Because everybody's busy. Everybody's got something to do. But what about going?
But at least don't throw around false promises too, because exactly. I don't want the viewer to think too, like I struggle with this on a daily basis too. Like, I struggle, okay, I'm going to be here at this time, or I'm late, or I say I'm going to do a task that day and I don't. Like, I still struggle with this on a daily basis. And I think the message we're trying to convey to the viewers that, like, I mean, we're still on this journey too. And that's why we 100%. Have this podcast, to share our experiences, to have a discussion about it, because who really, like, the only people I can talk about this with is you guys. Like, right. Yeah. I don't really have anybody else to have a conversation with this stuff about that. I think every man struggles with, you know? Sure. And so,
we need people to,
to open up about this sort of stuff. Yeah. Like, I really want to reach that expectation. I don't want to just say things and then just not do it. I feel like shit about myself.
Yeah.
Like, even when I'm late today, it happened. Like, remember, we were supposed to meet Mitch today. Yeah. I was like 6 minutes late. Like, you might think, oh, what's, like, I used to think, oh, what's 6 minutes? Oh, I'm here now. I was like, yeah. I used to make the excuses all the time, but then you really think about it, it's just like, you're a liar. Like, I'm just lying to myself and to other people. And it's like, oh, it's not that deep. It's like, no, like, it's that deep for me, because how can I trust myself now when I say I want to be financially free? I want to build a great physique. I want to be a great husband. I want to like own a business, like things like that, when yeah. I can't even do these small things, right?
Right. And dude, it's that awareness is, that's why we always preach the awareness has to come first. If you don't even acknowledge that small yet big thing in your life that, okay, I am struggling with this, I don't think you will really start working on it. And not just acknowledgement, but understanding how it can actually affect and shape your life. Such as, let's say you were, you know, how you were late to church. And, you know, I was like, yo, Mike, at some point, you got to take it seriously. Because it was at some point when yeah. you said, you know, my dad also pointed out. And, you know, I was more conscious. Okay, I have to be on time. And you made a promise right then and there saying, yeah, next time I'm going to be there. And you weren't. And then if you were, it's like the consistency was lacking. So in my opinion, what happens with all of us here that, you know, is pretty obvious is that, and with people in general is, okay, we make a promise and there's this fire under our ass that we have to get this done. But then it fades away because we don't apply the same pressure as we did the first time it was a thought. So it's like, okay, somebody pointed out that I was late. Or I also became very aware that I was late somewhere, but I shouldn't be because it's unacceptable. Okay, I have a fire under my ass. I'm going to get this done. You know, and you can be consistent with a week. But then next week, you completely forget it as if that's not your duty or that's not your thing to do. That's the same thing with man being a man of your word, is if you say something, do it. Be slow to speak. And there's this Bible verse that I forgot, but it's be slow to speak and... Yeah, something, but it starts with, you know, like what you said, if you're not willing to do it, don't at least say it. Just stay quiet. Don't say it at all.
Yeah. I was going to mention something before you said that.
And but, you know what's important too, is keeping each other accountable with that much pressure, to telling each other, hey, dude, like, this is a serious matter. You show up late here, say that you're going to be here early. The problem isn't always 2-3 minutes late. It's what you say that you would do, but didn't do. You know what I mean? Like,
is it this? Okay, so being slow to speak, quick to listen, and slow to anger?
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, obviously that's underlining the aspect of being slow to anger too, you know, being a calm person and just not going off of emotions. But at the same time, it's also speaking on the fact that when you're slow to speak, but you're more of a listener, then you're actually, you're not just throwing out words. You're actually throwing out more of quality thoughts. You're digesting the stuff that somebody's speaking or the things that are going on around you. You're processing this and you're slow to speak. You are more gentle with what you say than just throwing things out for the sake of it, to kind of get rid of that silence moment or the awkward moment, which still comes within.
You know, I think there's a huge difference between showing up for other people versus showing up for yourself, because
yeah.
Let's just say I had a meeting with you guys. I told you guys, hey, I'm going to be at the podcast at 10 o'clock. It's 10:10 or 10:15, right? That's different because people are waiting on me, right? That's even more of a big urgency. But what about those times when I say, hey, I'm going to go to the gym by myself at 9 a.m. tomorrow, get a good lift in, right? And I keep putting it off. But it's easier for me to put it off because it's just myself, right? It's almost disrespect in a sense, because you say something and you break that trust and that bond that you have with your word. Your word becomes weak, yeah. Right?
So yeah, like, go ahead.
No, so it's like, same thing with me, for example. Like, we had a conversation about that downstairs and he told me to save it for the podcast, because it's like, I have this goal that I want to wake up at like 6, 5 a.m., even 4. But then, exactly. But then it's not a realistic goal, because
if you don't set up properly, right?
Exactly. That, and also it's like, if I'm going to sleep at 1 o'clock, right? And I need to get 9 hours of sleep. How am I supposed to wake up at 6? It's only 5 hours of sleep that you're getting.
Or even eight. Right?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, if you have the goal to also get 9 hours of sleep, yeah. And you also have to set up a realistic example what time you want to wake up. Because if I say I want to wake up at 6, but I'm going to sleep at 1, you know, yeah. For example, I do want
probably
to wake up.
Probably could still wake up at 6.
You
but
could, but then
it's you're hard making it to so be much consistent. Harder on yourself.
Exactly. And it's going to be hard to stay consistent. So you have to
overtrain your body and be
fatigued. Exactly. So I think for me, in this case, would be for me to first start going to sleep on time. When I start going to sleep on time, I'll get enough rest for me to wake up early. If I don't go to sleep on time, I'm not going to be able to wake up early because my body, like, it needs rest. If I don't get rest, I just won't be able to wake up. It's just super hard.
Yeah.
What you should do is... Your mind shuts off right away when you wake up. You're like, 5 more minutes. And then it shuts off until like 1 more hour.
What we should also do is when it comes to prioritizing also waking up in the morning and going to sleep early on time is understanding that, okay, how important is waking up at 6 a.m. in the morning? Because essentially it's not just you waking up at 6 a.m. to say, I woke up at 6 a.m. No, you're waking up. You're waking up at 6 a.m. to follow your dreams and your goals. You're showing up for yourself to dedicate your energy and time into the goal. Because if you want to be an Olympic champion, that takes a lot of work. So when you wake up at 6 and you say, it's a goal for me to wake up at 6, it's going to be more serious when you tie into the fact that no matter what it is, I better go to sleep early. So that way I wake up at 6, because that 6 a.m. will determine the outcome of me being an Olympic champion, being a successful athlete, because I actually put in the effort into no matter what, waking up. That's why, look, this is something I recently learned too. You can get 8 hours of sleep, but it matters when you go to sleep, then how many hours of sleep you get. So it's like, I can go to sleep at 1, I can go to sleep at 3, and if I still get 8 hours of sleep, and then wake up around 11, 12 in the afternoon, that's not good.
You're still going to be tired.
One, you're losing time. One, you're losing time. And two, your, what is that called? Circadian rhythm? It gets messed up. So your body is a mechanism too. So you have to also think about the fact that it's not just how many hours you get, how many hours you sleep, but when do you get those 8 hours? So is it from 10 to 6, or let's say from 12 to 8 o'clock? You know what I mean? Or from 2 to 10. These type of things, in my opinion, makes a difference on your function and ability to actually perform as an athlete, especially.
Yeah, of course. It's like, when I go to sleep late, it's not that I don't want to wake up. I swear, I'm being very honest here. It's like, at least how I am, right? It's like, I wake up, but then I can't get myself up. It's like, I just didn't get enough rest.
You think it comes from you working out twice a day?
Exactly. So I think it's also the fact that it's twice a day, and also it's a different intensity when it comes to sports. It's not same intensity. For sure. I'm not trying to bring down gym industry or whatever, but it's actually very different.
I agree.
From gym, because it's like, one, sport, when you do sports, you actually work out your whole body. It's a whole body workout, basically. And it's like, when you work out twice a day, now your body needs more rest. So if I have to get 8 hours of sleep, normally my body probably needs 10 hours realistically, but I'm not saying I'm going to get 10 hours of sleep. I'm just saying realistically, that's how it is. Now, if I'm going to sleep at 1 and I want to wake up at 6, that's 5 hours, you know? So it's like, it's very
quality rest too.
Exactly. And I'll be honest, like when you go to sleep at 1 o'clock, you wake up around 4 and now you're going to have to fall back to sleep.
It's like, we do eat late at night too sometimes, because when we come back from the gym, like 9:30, by the time we cook food,
it's already 12 when we sit down to eat.
And then and then when you sleep, you know, it goes into digestion, then the rest itself that is supposed to happen within your body, within your muscles and your mind.
Because this is how I'm sorry, but we're going to say one more thing. This is how my schedule was in Georgia. And it was it was literally all set up for just judo. Because here I have to do edit, so I have to wake up. This was my schedule. I wake up at 6. Well, obviously there too, I would go to sleep late, but I would wake up at 6. And then when I would come back, I would eat, go back to sleep, wake up at 12, eat, maybe lay down 30 minutes, go work out again, come back, eat, and then go to another practice. And then come back, exactly, come back, make food. It would be like around 12. I would sleep around like 12:30. Wake up at 6, but then here's the thing with that. When I would wake up at 6, I would still have like 4 hours of sleep. So I would finish eating around 8, then I would wake up at like 12. So that's like extra 4 hours.
So I was like, also get working out, in sleeping, between, right?
Working out, sleeping type of thing. But here it's like, if I go to sleep at 1, wake up at like 9, like the whole day I'm basically like awake. I'm not getting time to sleep. But there I would wake up early, but then I would also have time to sleep because that's the only thing
in between the exercises.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like then I need to kind of fit with the schedule where if I wake up at 6 and I come back, I need to get at least like 2 hours of sleep or maybe even 30 minutes, just like a power nap or something. So I think that that's way, that's probably the one way.
Give those a try.
I think we all like got to start small somewhere because let's think about like a year or two ago, like where did we have all these things in our plate and were we like this, I guess, more productive in a sense? Because what I would ask you guys is because sometimes when I'm up all night and I know to wake up early, the reason I procrastinate all night is because I didn't use my time wisely that day. And I know I did not. Like right. there's always like those 2 to 3 hours a day, like where it's just like, it's just randomness sometimes. Like either I'm on my phone, I scroll too much, or it's just randomness sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that adds up over time.
It's even like, if it's 15 minutes, it just adds up.
Yeah. 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there, 15 minutes there. Like you're spending too much time in the bathroom or you spend some time in the car. And there's definitely like things in my life where I can tighten it up so I can be a lot more productive and have a better sleep schedule.
Yeah.
But that's something I'm working towards. And the thing I wanted to bring up was starting small because let's think about like 2 years ago or 3 years ago where we started. Dude, I would barely be able to kind of do any tasks on my computer. It was hard to do that. And let's say I got worked on my computer for like an hour or two on something. The rest of the day, I'm burnt. Like, you know what I mean?
And that would be enough for you. But now it's like,
It's like, no, I need every single minute I want to use wisely. Right. And that's a goal. That's a standard. Right. But I can't start. And I feel like the problem with guys nowadays is like, they have these high standards and when they don't reach them right away, they think that there's something wrong with them. Like, for example, they're like, I want to build a crazy physique and they don't see it in like 2 months. It's like, dude, I got to do this for years.
Exactly. Right?
You guys slowly build the habits. It's not going to be an overnight thing. And unfortunately, this world is built so we can have and want things instantly so much more faster than everyone else.
Yeah.
And that's why
stresses people out.
Exactly.
They live in the future.
And all of a sudden they think, oh my God, like you shouldn't be stressed out and you shouldn't have like, there's people in my comments sometimes on my YouTube, they're like, oh, like, you have such high expectations on yourself, like blah, blah, blah. It's like, yes, of course I do. Why wouldn't I have high expectations for myself? And why wouldn't I want the best for myself knowing
that
I can
do it? But are
they
saying you have it too high to the point where it's might be unrealistic?
People are kind of like say that, but it's just like,
I'll be honest. I kind of see that too. I feel like you do kind of have like high standards sometimes because look, I'm going to say from my own thing, it's like sometimes even when we invite you come over to our house, like the other day I asked you like, we should watch this movie.
Yeah.
Well, we already watched it with our friends, Man of God, right? It's a great movie, by the way, if you guys want to check it out. And then you were like, you guys are kind of like 30 minutes away. See, my problem with it is I understand you're a very busy person.
That
30 minutes probably worth it for you to spend with your friends. Because dude, let's be honest here. I mean, it's a realistic example. Like you never know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. You know, it's God's timing. You never know. You really don't. And so it's like, sometimes you have, especially on weekends, because we invite you on weekends. We don't invite you on weekdays. So it's like on weekends, sometimes putting that time aside just to, even if it's like sacrificing 2 hours of work on weekends, sometimes it's fine because those quality time also matters. So it's like, I would see why somebody would tell you that.
Oh, so wait, if I get it straight, No. Working on the schedule where you try to optimize, let's say all the things throughout the week that you have planned out. Do you think if you were to get better at prioritizing what you get done during the week, you would be like, yeah, maybe it's worth it.
Oh yeah, 100%. Okay. Dude, like the reason that I said no last time was because I wasn't using my time wisely and it built up to a point where it's like, if I were to go and watch a movie, I wouldn't be able to enjoy it because I have so many things in my mind that I would have to do. I would feel like guilty in a sense.
Yeah, so exactly. But
so it's nothing to do with like you guys, but it's just like, it's more to do with like that I couldn't keep up with something that I kept pushing away. You know what I mean?
No.
It was a personal thing.
And that's the thing. You're not the only one. Like, let's talk about a very, very realistic example. What time is it? 3:35. Realistically, we were supposed to start filming around 1:30 the latest, finish around 2:30. It's 3:35.
Right? You should be out door dashing right now, right?
Right. One hour difference from when we were supposed to do. And this usually happened. Like, my plan today was I got to the gym. I think it was around 10:30 or 11 or something. My plan was to already be finished around 12:30 the latest, right? But then I came here around 1:10.
I saw you driving on the way here.
We literally met.
You put him next to me, beeping his car.
Yeah. You know Bank of America up there?
Yeah.
That's literally where I saw him.
Because you guys literally came in together.
It's this little things that might not be a big deal to somebody. And this all comes down to standards. Might not be a big deal. But when you start to deal with multiple things in your life and have those high standards, then it becomes more aware of those little things that you need to work on in order for you to make your time as sufficient as possible. Otherwise, during the day, you might just waste a lot of time on one thing and then forget about the other stuff. So when you have a lot going on, you have to learn how to devote, you know, time into all those stuff and making all of them work at the same time.
Yeah. Now I was going to say that we can talk about burnout too, because I feel like I have a different mindset about burnout now since 75 Hard, because during those times of just being so burnt out, like every single day, I've reached a new threshold almost of the things that I can handle, because I kept burning myself out like every single time.
Now you're like stronger, right?
Now I'm capable of a lot more. And now there's a new threshold I have to reach. And that's literally self-improvement right there. It's a beautiful thing. But one thing I wanted to mention is there was a year and a half ago where I literally I was so aware of the threshold. This is when I was like editing Andrew Tate videos and stuff like that. Every single day I would go to work as a chef for like 8-10 hour shifts. And I would come home.
I remember those days.
I would literally come home at nighttime. Oh no. So here was my schedule. I'd wake up late at like 9 o'clock. I had to be in work at like 9:30. I'd scramble to work, be at work till like maybe seven, eight, nine o'clock at night. Worked for a long time. And then I would go to the gym until like 11 o'clock, get home, eat a Wawa quesadilla. It's 12 o'clock at night. I have to make 2 videos for the next day. And I'm telling you, like those nights I would literally like, I'd be so burnt out. I'd have so much brain fog, but.
And you have to do the same thing the next day and the next day, right?
Exactly.
And the schedule's just messed up because you go to sleep late, you have to wake up early.
But there was a point where I kept doing it and pushing past it, that I literally like saw, like I literally couldn't think of any ideas for video. And I kept thinking and thinking and thinking. I felt, you ever like feel like mental strain, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mental exhaustion.
Yeah, mental exhaustion. I really need to do this. I really need to do this. And I literally pushed past that barrier and I felt so much clarity. I made both videos that night and that one video did great the next day. And it's because I pushed past that threshold. I kept going at it and being persistent.
Now, did this take time, or you're talking about like it was that one night where you're really going through it all the let up?
I think it was the me pushing. It was me being burnt out, but also focused during it and intention. Like,
okay. Pushing through the burnout.
You're saying. Intentional burnout. You're burning out so you can reach a certain goal. Like everything in your power is just focusing on this one single thing. Like whatever goal that you have, you want to burn out is simply just your, it's not like this. It's not this cap. It's simply just a ceiling you have to break through. Like there's other floors above it. It's like you have to have a different mindset when going at it. But that was the one time where I was like, wow, like I can really do a lot more than I think I can.
Yeah. That could also be a psychological thing that, you know, okay, you're feeling all this pressure. You're mentally exhausted and you're getting the signal, hey, Mike, go to sleep. But because of the goal that you're focused on, you accomplish the goal. Therefore, you don't feel the stress, and the stress took away all that weight off your shoulders. Could be that, right? So it could be the pressure that you need to get it done, rather than only the fact that you're mentally exhausted from working, waking up, working out, all these type of stuff.
I think it's a will. It's the will, right?
You're right.
It's the will that you have, and that is stronger than the pain that you feel, right? I think that's what it was. It's you like caring about something so much to a point where it's like you're willing to push past that barrier. And I think people should, like a lot of guys should kind of adopt that mindset of, I should want to reach burnout. Like I want to see what I'm capable of. Like, that's like the 1% better thing. Like you get 1% better every single day, 1% past that threshold every single day.
Yeah. Kind of like test yourself out. See where, what you're capable of doing, and really, you know, and this has to, always goes back to raising your standards, because if you don't raise your standards, you're never going to even have the opportunity, nor will you push yourself enough to get to the point where you're fatigued, where you're sore, where you're getting to the burnout. Now, I wouldn't recommend anybody to necessarily be burned out every day and let that happen in their day to day. But
you gotta be healed. You gotta heal sometimes.
Yeah. Right, for sure. And but I think it's an interesting thing to explore, an interesting thing to experience, and see that maybe you have this limited mindset and it's not really a burnout. Because in your case, I have a feeling, because of how you described it, it was not an exhaustion or anything from work and working out, but it was just the fact that you had videos to do and you're like the mental battle you're having with yourself that I need to get this done. And when you got the videos done, now you have a psychological breakthrough.
Yeah,
that
it was like a high almost, right?
I just accomplished something. Yeah, I did. You know, I felt exhausted. I felt tired. You know, my body was fighting and my spirit through this, that, okay, I need to rest. But because of my will, I, you know, beat that. And now you achieve this new potential of you that you're capable of pushing through things, even if your body's trying to give up. Same with running, right? Like me and Josh would have moments where we're in 5-6 miles in, and that was the time when it was the toughest. But when we got through that, it was a flow. So, and that's how it is in running too. So when you're running and you're 5 miles in, you might cramp up or you might feel cramps, right, in your stomach. But all you have to do is just, you know, focus on the breathing, maybe slow down the pace a little, you know, really, really devote all the energy into breathing. And you can actually do this when you're running. Like, they take away all that tension from the muscles and really focus on like the deep breaths and get through that. And then you reach another threshold where those cramps that were painful, now a mile later, there's nothing, no pain. Like I'm telling you, you just
have to be able to focus on the right
thing. Very interesting.
Because if, for example, if you're getting cramps and it's like you start focusing on your muscles, it's like, how do I rest my muscles? Now you're putting pressure on this again because you're focusing on this, like the muscles. So you have to be able to first control the breathing, make sure the cramps go away. Then you can start to worry about like loosening your... When you run, like for example, this is how I am. When I run, right, I pay attention to heart rate a lot, like what Bill was saying.
Yeah,
but when you're getting cramps, you should also slow down your pace.
Yep, yep.
And also work on your breathing, because if you don't do that, your body's gonna give up one way or another.
For sure, and you won't be able to run.
Yeah, the thing I wanted to kind of ask you is when you said I won't feel good if you pulled up the other day and watched a movie with us. Don't you think that's kind of a problem? Because look, I understand.
Right? Yeah, it is a problem. Why would I feel like I shouldn't feel guilty watching?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, because if you couldn't get one thing done, right, it doesn't mean that you can't go and, you know, hang out with your friends, right? Because look, the way I'm seeing it is like, you shouldn't let one plan ruin the other plan, right? Your plan, for example, was to get this video done, but that plan was ruined for whatever reason. Maybe it was outside of your control. Now you're also like kind of also ruining the other plans that you had with your friends because of that one plan. It's like sometimes you just have to be like,
it's more of a priority thing. Because if my priority isn't to watch a movie with my friends or spend time with my friends, of course I'm going to prioritize, you know, putting more time into the video. So what we should be talking about is, Mike, what do you prioritize over that? Right?
Yeah.
That's how I look at it personally.
Yeah, I mean, in that moment, I did prioritize wanting that clarity, wanting to get clear on like what the heck I was doing, because I wasn't using my time wisely. I did prioritize.
Do you think
that
you might be judging yourself sometimes too much with how you are not efficient with time? Because I'll be honest, like that's something that everybody struggles with, efficiency with time. Now, there are people that are good at it, but then there are people that are lacking. But it's like, what are your standards on how efficient you want your day to be? Because if you want your day to be so efficient that you don't take your phone to even scroll per se, then if you do scroll and you go to sleep at night, you're probably going to beat yourself up saying, how dare I scroll on the phone? But then if you have, I guess, more of an understanding that, okay, it's okay that I did scroll, then you don't feel that much, you know, strain on yourself that you messed up. So I don't know where
there's a balance
though.
I think there's definitely a balance between you keeping yourself accountable by just being straight up with yourself and telling you, like, especially if it's something that like you really just like messed up on, versus something where it's like you need some grace, right? You need to have some grace for yourself and be like, you know, you're a human, like you you're trying, right?
Yeah.
And not to compare yourself to other people, but to just be like, how are you now versus you 6 months ago, a year ago? Like, yeah, you're definitely way better. So use that, like, take right now with a grain of salt and do better next time. That's it. So right, I think there's definitely a balance between you kind of not harming yourself, but just like you like lighting that fire even more versus you like having some grace for yourself.
Yeah. I also think that it comes from experience because one, and this, I want to put this in perspective. Giorgio would probably know, he lived in France. So in there, they really prioritize like spending time with family and friends. But I think if you don't get a taste on, let's say one day you feel like, okay, I should have probably got this done, but my friends are inviting me over. I really want to see them. I think it's going to be, we're going to have good time. We're going to spend quality time. And he's a good friend of mine. So you're saying, okay, you know what? I'll put this off for tomorrow and really, really try my best to be in present, really enjoy the moment as much as I can, to spend quality time with them and not worry about the fact that I failed at something. Now you go into that situation with pretty much clarity and kind of the weight off your shoulders saying, I know I'll get that done tomorrow and it kind of is what it is, but I will make sure that what I do with my friends today will be the quality time. So I had moments like that where it happened. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to hang out with my friends. And I went there, I hung out with my friends, you know, really, really, you know, I was in present, spending quality time, enjoying for what it was, had very good conversations, connected deeper one way or another. And then next thing you know, I come out and I say, I wouldn't trade a minute for what I just experienced with them. So do you think it could be a lack of understanding that specific perspective that, hey, this is actually
maybe it's worth it,
good, and it's worth saying no to something because, you know, okay, it didn't happen. It is what it is. And guess what? I just experienced something that I can never get unless I put time into really spend, you know, putting time aside for the friends. Maybe, did you ever have that?
Can you ask a question again? Like, yeah. What do you like really?
Right. It was probably a little bit confusing, but okay. We have a situation where, let's say I need to make a clip for our podcast. I couldn't do it. And it's 7 o'clock when I planned with my friends, or that's the time where they're, you know, all gathering and stuff. And I don't mean the big group. I mean, they're close friends. You know, these are the people you like spending time with. And then they say, yo, you want to come over, but it's 7 o'clock and I either do this clip or go there, and I can't be doing both, right? I have to choose. So I can say, nah, it's okay. I really couldn't get much done today. So I'll have to work on this, and you drop that. But then on the other side, you say, okay, maybe I'll do potentially make this clip when I come back from home from hanging out with them. Or if that fails, then I'll do it tomorrow morning or tomorrow at some point. So you hung out with them, and then you realize when you left from there that it was definitely a better idea to drop that and prioritize this, because what just happened there with them was such a good time. And not just a good time in terms of, you know, degenerate, obviously. We're not talking about that. We're talking about like connecting with them spiritually, learning mentally,
learning something new,
just understanding that these are things that you cannot get back. You can't. Quality time with friends, you can't get it back, especially when you're at this age than when you're older and you can't really, you know, go back in time and be able to spend the same,
let's be honest,
same experience with them.
Yeah.
So did you ever maybe not have that moment, and that's why you're feeling like it's not something to prioritize, it's not worth prioritizing? I don't know. This is just putting in perspective. I'm just curious because
it's perfectly fine. I think definitely the last moment that we went through this, like, it was definitely like it just depends on honestly on a situation, because if I have a podcast clip to do, it's either that or go hang out with my friends. Like, podcast clip is not just for me, it's for other people. So it's like, do I really like not just let myself down or other people, right? Like, that's different versus me just having to make a YouTube video just for myself, right? Or just for my YouTube channel. So that's different.
Like, I would rather
sacrifice something for myself than sacrifice something I'm doing with other people. You know what I'm trying to say?
I do see what you're saying, and it would be a good point if you did look at it, you didn't look at it from this perspective, which I think you didn't, is let's say you got close friends with you that you would also connect with. So now you said, okay, getting the clip done is you're not only doing the clip for yourself, but you're doing it for other people. such as, let's say us, right? This podcast, also the people who see it. That's good. What about you showing up to your friends and also giving them your best self and teaching them something new, as well as learning something new and learning how to spend quality time with them? So you're not only hanging out with your friends for yourself, you're also doing it for them as much as you're also doing the clip for yourself and other people. So there's always that back and forth, giving and taking type of thing on both ends. It's just, how do you want to perceive the giving and the taking?
Well, it comes down to a choice. Like, which one do you want? Like, that's it, like in that moment.
For sure. I was just wondering if you ever experience what I just
explained. Yeah, I mean, probably. Like, there's definitely times where I chose to hang out with you guys when I knew I had something to do. Like, there's times that did happen. Watched a movie, went to the beach last summer. Like, last summer especially, because, like, I there's a lot of stuff.
What do you have going on?
During that time, I was like, trying to create something for like my community and stuff like that.
The guild?
Okay. And like, I just went to the beach and it was really fun.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Would you say it was worth it?
What? Oh yeah. 100% going to the beach and getting even burnt like a lobster. I woke up the next day, I was just completely burnt and stuff.
Dude, we were all burnt.
It was definitely an experience. And I definitely think there's moments like that where, you mean, anyone should go outside of what they're normally doing. I agree.
Okay. No, I was just wondering. I was trying to put it in perspective because I just know a lot of people that have not experienced that. And don't get me wrong. I do most of the times try to not choose that over work because, in my opinion, same way that we can't take back the time to hang out with our friends is also the same time we can't take back to what we're supposed to be doing now, trying to get most of the work done. However, there are situations where you can and you might will fall into that routine where that priority of hanging out with friends and spending quality time with people gets lost and so buried down that catches up to you later on in years, and you will see the success that you've put on table for sure. Because if you put in time and work right now in your craft, there is no way you don't get it done when you put in the hard work. It's just reality. That's just how things work. You reap what you sow. And that is the idea. However, you also have to understand, maybe this is a possibility that when I do get older, I might tell myself, yeah, I really didn't spend quality time with friends and I have not learned so much how to connect with people something. I don't know, or I don't feel good about spending time with people anymore because that's how much I like spending time alone or with work. I don't know. Just something to think about.
Yeah. And I think this all just comes down to balance, right? Like,
for sure.
We have so many things right now going on in all of our lives that, like, how do we kind of manage everything and prioritize the things that we need to do? This can get to the next thing, like the pressure that we kind of feel from all the things that we're juggling in our lives. Like,
I wanted to touch up on personal training that me and you started per se, because that is probably one of the biggest stepping stone as of right now going on with something we wanted to do for a while. Now we have an opportunity thanks to Blackout Training and Mitch. Shout out to them. So we recently started personal training with Blackout Training. Me and you got enrolled. Everything we're,
congrats, guys.
Thank you, Georgie.
We're going through the testing and all that kind of stuff, right? So that's been fun. And not just that, but now we have a responsibility to not only work on ourselves, but help other people progress in their life and come up with system for them as well as within the business to make things a little bit more simple, make things more efficient, to, making sure, one, you show up for the client, that you're there for them, and that you, create a system where they are able to get results and help them. You know what I mean? So when it comes to these type of stuff, there will be time, in my opinion, where you will have to prioritize at some point, okay, what does the client need? Then something like you will have to shift the schedule and, take things out of your schedule to devote it to your client because, their goals are important. I mean, don't get me wrong, your goals are also important, but you will have to play with them and really understand that there's also a lot of responsibility in helping that person and then yourself as well. But especially with even being a Christian and stuff, is your perspective and your understanding becomes different on serving people and what it really is like serving people. Because look, when I know, let's say that, yeah, skipping one day won't necessarily, I won't lose gains. It will definitely be something with a discipline that I didn't show up, but it won't be like, oh my God, I lost gains. And for example, it will set you back in terms of discipline, but then helping somebody else. So that prioritizing that type of stuff. And now, you know, your whole mindset shifts into understanding there's a different purpose that I'm chasing right now.
Yeah. And you become responsible for other people as well. Yeah. Not only is this podcast, but most of our ventures, right? Like it's about like other people, it's not just about ourselves, right? It's something like selfless in a sense, right?
For sure.
The podcast, even our personal, like sometimes like personal development isn't about us, this,
right?
Yeah. We're not.
So it's very selfless.
Exactly.
We put our time aside to, I mean, yeah, we enjoy this conversation for sure, but we also show up to, you know, dedicate this time to, you know, teaching people. But what were you saying?
You know,
is that where you were going?
No. Make sure the mic is on you. Just cut off, dude.
No way, bro. I'll close you. I'm going to be, maybe I should be kissing the mic.
Should be.
Okay, look. I don't get that.
My question is, the viewers watching a video right now, right? They're sitting down watching this video right now. And what would you guys individually, suggest them, right? For them to do if, here, somebody also works, but also prioritizes hanging out with friends, spending quality time either with family or friends. But then, you know, they just can't get everything done together, but how do they find the balance? Like, for example, you, how would you suggest them? Like, what do you think they should do if they also work a lot, but at the same time, how do they find the balance of, hanging out with their friends?
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, we have actually so much time in the day that we don't even realize. And I feel like people don't know the amount of time that they actually have. Because a lot of it is just like kind of being wasted on things that either drain the energy or just
not being aware and conscious, right?
Leading them away from the path that they're currently on. Like for me, most of the time, it's like my phone or honestly just my overthinking. Like I overthink sometimes and I think too deep about things. I try to like plan. I plan without acting. That takes up too much time sometimes. Like my making a decision, right? Okay. Making a decision where I get caught up with something on my phone and like time goes by where I end up sleeping in or something like that. Like if I, then not everything needs to be efficient 100%. I'm not even saying that either because let's just say that like
you just have to try your best.
I need to get the things that I do for that day done, right? And if I keep procrastinating, you know, everything's just going to be messed up. So it all starts with like setting things for yourself that you know you can get that day. Don't set like 20 tasks and then expect you to get everything done. It's like that's unrealistic.
Yeah.
What if they
start with one or two?
What if they don't get it done but they still want to hang out with friends? What would your suggestion be?
It just depends on what you prioritize. It's what you prioritize in that situation. What is more important?
Let's say they actually do think that, you know, it's not like they don't care about their work. They do. But at the same time, it's like they couldn't get the work done. Now it's...
What is it that you don't understand?
No, wait. But then their friends start telling them like, let's hang out. Like, do they stay home? And this, let's just say they suck at time management, right? They don't get... And it's not like a job, official job where they have to show up. Let's just say even making a video or something with their in their own
personal life.
Yeah. Do they, and it happens often. What should they do?
Bro, the things you listed, such as not being, you know, not being good with, I don't know why we're going back to it. I thought we already talked about it. Is one, it's a matter of prioritizing. Two, it's if you understand that you have to ask, you just have to be honest with yourself and really come to consensus that if I'm lacking in all those things, what should I fix?
Okay, how about this? Let me put in a realistic example where a lot of people struggle with this actually. Let's just say they do actually prioritize work, but they prioritize it to the point where they miss out life. And now they're like 30 years old and they don't have friends, right?
Yeah, don't do that, right?
You see, the idea of you saying, it comes down to what they prioritize. Look, everybody should prioritize their life. What do you put on the table at the end? That you have to have food, you have to work.
Right.
But then you got to understand you're 80 years old and you have no memory at all because guess what? You were chasing the wrong thing. Now, my perspective on it is people just can't find balance. In that example, what should they do? That's what I'm trying to ask. A lot of people struggle with
how
that.
How should they find balance? Okay.
I feel like we actually have found balance because we're out of this matrix of like work, 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 money, money, money. But those people that are not, how do they find balance? They also, you know, understand that it's valuable. They need to work. They need to put time and effort in it. But at the same time, is it really that serious for them to not hang out with their friends? Because it's a priority. You know, you got to work. You got to make money or else, you know, you can't hang out with your friends. You're going to have time for that, bro. But that's the thing, that time never comes though. It's like, it's the fake things we're taught from school. Like, you're going to have that time, but guess what? Those people working 9 to 5 never get the chance to, and they miss out on life.
Okay, so then the question is more like, what would I suggest the person who's going through that struggle? Yeah, like somebody comes up to
you, tells you, and they come both. Yes, like, what do you say
how do you balance it? For me personally, I would say, really make a schedule on what you want to do and how often you want to do that thing, such as, let's say, hanging out with my friends. For me, for example, It is a must to do mostly work Monday through Friday, even Saturday. Like Sunday is the day where I'm like, yo, I'll give you Sunday because, you know, we're friends and we're going to hang out. Let's plan something, but let's do it on Sunday, preferably. Most of the times, Sunday will be the day where everybody's available and everybody will put their time aside on Sunday. So we'd be like, yeah, how about this? Let's do it on Sundays, you know, spending time together and stuff, thinking of something later in the day, probably after 7, just so we still have time from, you know, morning to evening where we get our work done or, you know, take care of other stuff that we need to do, especially being in an entrepreneurial journey and all these type of stuff. And then from 7 o'clock, we all devote ourselves to each other type of thing. And that's important. So having that schedule where you have a priority on during the weekdays, for me, it's a no-go. You know, yeah, there might be a situation where it happens, but during the week, it's a no-go because, you know, during the week, just work.
I think it just depends on the day because, for example, like I worked all weekend pretty much. I worked Friday, Saturday, Sunday in the mornings and stuff like that. And
but see,
for me, if I had to pick a day to hang out with you guys, it would be days where I'm off and that's not the weekends.
Okay, on weekends, what time do you get off? Like when is your time?
2 or 3 o'clock p.m.
Exactly.
Then now, gym, and what time you go to sleep after that? I still have things I set up for myself.
Exactly, but see,
2 or 3 p.m.
What I'm trying to explain it to you is like, for example, the whole week, right? Mm-hmm. You actually work on weekdays too, right?
Some weekdays, yeah.
What is the day you don't work?
Like there would either be days where I'm off, either 2 days or 3 days.
But now not anymore because your schedule changed. Yeah,
well, yeah. Now it's just like it's more sporadic, but that's
because he stopped doing his work at Borscht Belt. Like what, last week?
Yeah,
last week. This is the week where he doesn't actually go to like 9 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah. He does the other stuff with.
But we're talking about like someone with a 9 to 5, right?
But but we're talking about someone that's like, okay. Even if it's not 9 to 5 to work, but also let's just say YouTube, right? Somebody has YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's just say they're editing video from the morning, like let's say 8 till 4. You know, it's just a regular work, except they're not going to an official work, but it's their work. That's how they make living. But they also have this extra time, where they, on weekends, instead of editing the video, which they got done throughout the week, on weekends, they work from morning until like 2 p.m. What do they do after? Some people get caught up in it and say, I need to work. But they don't understand that work is actually them editing video too. Yeah, sure. It's not an official job. Like for in this case, you you might not be going to an official work, but you still do something. You wake up, you read the Bible, you do journaling, you take care of the videos, you do thumbnails, all this type of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, then the problem might be within is thinking that just because I'm not at this official job, I'm not doing anything.
So or it's making money aspect?
Yeah. Or even that, like, yeah, sure. I'm editing the videos. I'm not making money out of it. I'm not getting paid. But does that mean I shouldn't really hang out with anyone or take free time even
because I didn't
make money?
Well, if you have free time, then you should use it wisely.
In a sense. Like, because dude, if you're like, if I'm working, for example, during week, or if I don't work like official job on weekdays, but on weekends I have actual like official job that I work and then I come back at 3 and I still need to work out, right? For example, in this case, you still need to work out and you're home by 6 at least, right? Like, 6, you're already done with working out and job and work, right?
Yeah, if all things go well.
And exactly.
All right, 7, okay, the seven, latest.
7, the latest, yeah. If everything goes perfect, right? 7, the latest. Now you have, so you go to sleep, like, which is what, 10, 11? You still have 3 hours. Even if it's 1 hour, people are not willing to do that because they're like, work, work, work. Yeah, I understand. You might not even feel burnt out because you're like, I can do this. I can take this. I can even work 24 hours and not get tired. I understand. And it's good. And it's good that you do that. But you also have to understand that in this life, like I want to underline this. In this life, there are far more important things to do than work and money. And that's something that a lot of people need to open their like ears about it. Because like, I'll be honest, I was caught up in the same thing. I grew up in a family where it's work and less time to, rest. But, you know, I grow up and I understand that. And a lot of people that are, how about this? A lot of people that are 60, 70 years old, they will tell you the same thing. Spend time with family, spend time with friends. There's a reason why they say this. We might not understand it at this time, saying, yo, but look, money's more important. Look, work is more important. Career is more important. But bro, there's a reason why they say it though. So we have to be very careful.
Learn from the mistakes and really take it seriously than just shrugging it off until it really happens.
Because let's just say, let me put in a very, very extreme example where I'm coming from. And I'm sure like a lot of people can also like connect with this, right? Let's just say you knew that you have one more year to live. And you also need to work though, right? Because you have family.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, a lot of people, no matter how important the work is, they will freely, like with their own choice, say, I'm done. I'm never gonna work this one year of this life that I've left in me.
Yeah.
I'll just hang out with people that I love. Because that's no matter how much they're struggling, there's not a person you'll find that will deny hanging out with friends and spending that quality time that people that they love. No, true. No money can
buy that
exactly. So that's why it's like sometimes you have to live your life as it's your like last weekend. What do you do that last weekend? Do you spend time? Yeah, sure, dude. I'll be honest, that editing that one clip is important, but dude, you got to call us sometimes, tell us, yo, I'm not getting this clip done, I'm just gonna come over and is it okay if we don't put the clip out tomorrow? You think we'll say no? You know what I mean? You have to have this healthy communication obviously within yourself too. It's like, dude, it's fine. Like, F it. You know, you don't get it done. Don't let other things, mess up because of that one thing that you couldn't get done. Go do other things. Go spend time with your friends.
So it's like putting things on scale in a perspective?
Yeah, because I don't know. I just feel like if I were to be honest and be straight up as like, obviously this is a very extreme example, but this is just to put it in perspective. If I were to have 1 year to live, I would probably just live it like fullest I can. Read Bible every single day. Get as much knowledge as possible. And dude, I'll be like, I'm not even going to make money. I'm going to spend time with my friends.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm going to obviously work to the point where I'm going to have to eat. But I'm not going to like prioritize making money. I'll prioritize other things in life. Hanging out with people. Getting to know as many people as possible. Getting to help as many people as possible. In fact, okay. If I'm making $100 a day, I'm probably going to use $20 just to buy food for me. Rest of them, well, probably going to donate. For example,
you can't just.
No. I know. I'm putting this in like a low numbers perspective to get an idea of the person that you should be. You know what I mean? Like prioritizing the time with friends, family, caring for others, which we're called to do actually as Christians. Yeah. We're not called to take everything that we're given from God. We're actually taking these things to give it to other people. That's why we are followers of Christ. If we were followers of this world, we would think the other way around. We would actually be like, this is mine. I need to use this to build up my legacy. No, you're building up all this for other people as well, not just yourself. So when you have this perspective, you start to see things different. You don't start to see things as plain as myself, my career, but then also, are you serving God though? This stuff isn't bad, but you know, like when you start to see other things,
That's a good example. However, I would say it's leaned very on the side of 1 year. But as humans, we are thinking in long terms on not that I'm going to die in 1 year, but I'm going to be alive in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years.
Yeah,
that
is a good example. Put it in a simple perspective, like one year.
That's a very good example to make somebody think who is, you know, not aware on how they're spending time to just matrix. But at the same time, it's also, I would think that a tougher conversation that an example would bring is, okay, we don't have that 1 year though. Extend it to 10 years, 20, 30 years, where you have enough time to make impact, with the work
you live in a moment, though, do? You never know if you're going to have that 10 years. And that's the thing I'm talking about. So the people, because they put it in that scale, like, I have 10 more years to live.
Yeah.
What if you don't? Like, for example, and then you start to think that you do have time and you start to prioritize work. And then you're going to be like, guess what? I'll work 5 years. And the other 5 years, I'm going to have fun. But what if you don't even live that 10 years? What if you only have 1 year? You have to, that's why you have to be in a moment. You work and you,
yeah,
you take time out of your day.
That's why I personally said, there's a time where I honestly do that. I say, okay, I have, all right, Sadullah, you have Monday, Saturday, and Sunday from morning to evening. Make sure that at 6 or after, devote that time to family and friends. And a must do. For me, boom, that's how I have set out my schedule, that if Sadullah, if you don't get things done, even if it's like, let's say Monday, Friday, and Saturday, the weekends per se, Monday, Friday, Sadullah, make sure that you're so efficient and hardworking where you get the stuff done and be responsible as God calls you to. But then on one of the weekends or the weekends, if there's a situation, make sure that you do, you know, honor God and those around you, close friends and the loved ones, put yourself up for them. That type of perspective, in my opinion, is more of a healthier one than saying, we'll just see, because that is just not planning on spending quality time with anybody at all. It's just like, we'll see how it goes.
Motivation too. It's like, I need to work throughout the week really, really hard.
Yeah.
Because I know that on the weekends, I'll be able to, you know, see the people that I love and I like, actually,
that's what I was
spending time with. Right. But when you were, but when I had the schedule of like, yeah, well, weekends are going to come, I'll see what it goes. Then throughout the week, you might like not have that, like the motivation, I guess, to work for, so you deserve that time off type of thing. Because at the end, that's what it really comes down to. Like everybody's, especially people that are motivated with things, it's like, you're really not going to be able to enjoy the time off when you know you didn't do anything. But when you know that throughout the week, you worked your ass off, you are able to give yourself time to, you know, take a break type of thing. But if you didn't do anything throughout the week, obviously you're not going to want to, you're not going to, it's like same thing with eating, right? It's like, if I don't do the work, you don't enjoy the meal as much, right? When you fast, for example, when you fast in the morning until 1 o'clock, you're like, you work out, you read Bible, you meditate, whatever you do, journaling, editing videos, whether it's going to work or not. When you come back and you put that food in your mouth, you're like, relief.
Dude, it's, yeah.
But imagine you wake up, you don't do anything and you just eat. Then it's just like something you just put in your mouth. It's not a gratitude type of feeling. That's what I'm trying to get at. But then when you don't do any of it, you just work and you don't rest either. Then the next day work is like, oh, I need to go to work. Why would you want to be that person? Wouldn't you want to just take, for example, Sunday off? Yeah. And the next day you're like, let's go. Let's tackle the week now. And then let's chill a little bit on the weekends type of thing. Like reset.
No, reset for sure. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So that would be my suggestion. I don't know.
No. Suggestion. That's what I would also say. But yeah, since we don't really have much time, just to extend on that part is, like, we really definitely have to, as men especially, like, this message really goes out to men who might not have high standards or not think about things seriously, and understand that you need one. People around you that will tell you things straight up, even if it hurts, and being honest enough to tell yourself that, okay, let me just detach myself from emotions and look at it from a realistic perspective that this person is trying to, you know, persuade me towards. Let's say somebody tells you, hey, you just need to be more responsible. Maybe you need to, you know, step up your game, wake up earlier, go to sleep earlier, these type of stuff, and not say, okay, what are my reasons to defend these statements saying, oh, this is why I actually go to sleep late. This is why I wake up. No, say, okay, what if this person is fully right and I'm wrong? Look at it from that perspective and you will find so many answers on how that person can be right. Now you can work on your life, meaning you just detach yourself from emotions and looked at it from a realistic and more of, I guess, realistic, like I said, realistic standpoint, and find those little mistakes that you can work on. And not just that, but when you have those people in your life where they're not sugarcoating things when it's really not supposed to be that way, then you become a different person because now you're living your life more responsibly. You are held more accountable. And this is why I brought up the personal training thing, because Mitch actually, like when he tells us, yo, let's go, because we see his schedule's tight. So, yeah. You know, I have to wake up at, like today I woke up like around 6:30. You know, I had to leave the house at 7 to get there at 7:45, got there a little bit early. But the point is, you learn that you're not only waking up at that time to just go somewhere where it's like, yeah, I can be late, but like, you kind of can't afford to be late, because if you are late there, that person has something else planned for that next hour that they need to fit that schedule with you. Otherwise, the other things are going to get delayed. And it's just not about me, because I also have my stuff to do after that. I have my own schedule. They have their own schedule. And then because he usually does things with us together. So let's say I don't show up at that day and you do it. And now he will have to reschedule me separately when he could have got it done with both of us. So these type of things really, you know, lights fire under your ass to say, yo, I really got to be efficient with my time and I got to wake up early in the morning, no matter what. When you put that perspective in your head, things just become more clear and you gain so much more confidence that, guess what? I was able to do it. I thought I couldn't do it, but maybe it was the pressure that I was missing. Maybe it was that little spark that you know, I wasn't feeling. And you got to find that. You really have to seek for that. Because I realized,
and it's hard, pressure, honestly, because like
good pressure thinking is about that stuff. The best thing. Same with the struggle, right? God gives us struggle to mold us and shape us into people who we need to be for our purpose. So when we, you know, cry and you know, get upset about the things that are happening in our life, there's always a opposite perspective, which is you are going through it for a reason. And that reason is good, especially when you put God first and you put God in charge, that, yeah, you're putting me through this. And I thank you for the challenges. I thank you for the hardships, even though you're probably like at the moment.
Give me more.
Right. Because at the moment you're probably like, God, actually, I didn't mean that type of thing. But you have the faith that he does shape you into a person who you have to be and you want to be for his kingdom and for his glory. And that when you put yourself secondary and you say, Father, take me where you want me to go, even if it means hardship, is you're pretty much just kind of giving up yourself for God. And then he's able to mold you a little bit easily because you're obedient. You know what I mean? It's like shaping.
Bro's literally sweating.
It's like shaping a clay, and then it's a little bit hard, or it's kind of like resistant, and you're not able to work with it well. But when clay is more flexible, more gentle, all that kind of stuff, it's easier to mold. So same with us, right? Like when we give up ourselves and when we give in to God and say, "All right, I'm gonna walk with obedience," God is able to, you know, work in our life more smoothly because doesn't force us things. He does it out of free will. So we have to support that by freely giving up ourselves. Then,
you know, what's interesting about that? It's like when you put your faith and when you give up your life for Christ and you say, take my life and do whatever you want with it. Your will be done, not mine. Right. It's like you're spiritually, he frees you from spiritually, but then the work gets harder. So like, I'll be honest, before I gave my life to Christ, my life was much easier, but my spirituality was like harder to,
right? Know, fight, like you were doing easier stuff, but so
because
you felt
my spirit
heavy.
Wasn't clean. Now it's the other way around. My spirit's clean. I'm more optimistic about things. I'm more happy. I'm more gratitude. But my work is so much harder. Things just, it's like a bunch of things on my shoulders. Because guess what? That's what I'm called here to do. I'm
right
here to.
You have like a new ceiling, right? You have like new standards. Like wow, like I need to.
It's like more work that God's kind of like throwing in my life for me to do a lot of things at the same time. Whether it's helping people, whether it's in my life or stuff
because
like that.
Because he's also making you stronger with it.
But guess what? It's like the other side of it where your spirit's clean just feels so much better. So it's like it's both sides. It's interesting.
It is very good. So that's why we encourage with this video, if you're still here watching, that you really,
hope
really
I explained
need to,
it well. I don't know if I...
You did.
People really need to understand this and take it seriously, especially men. Like I said, I really pointed that out, is when you desire all these stuff, you have to understand that these desires are not cheap. They come with a price, and that price has to be those standards, and it has to be those responsibilities that you take on. And look at things seriously. Like, when you say something, do it. See how that makes you feel, rather than living in life where you said a bunch of things, not just to yourself, but to other people. And now they don't trust you. They don't take you seriously. You don't take yourself seriously. And then you're saying, oh, I feel depressed and now I need to take pills. Like, no, you just need to really live up to what you tell yourself as well as other people, because that is real. What you speak has to align with what the actions you take. Otherwise, there's that imbalance within.
And talk to people. You know, if you're struggling with something and you're like
100%.
Like, for example, if you're
having, you got us.
Yeah. Like, you just tell them straight up. It's like, yeah, I'm sorry, but like, I know I told you, for example, we were gonna go play soccer, hang out. I just had stuff to do. I'll make sure I'll come next week. But if you do say that, though, you gotta make sure that even if your plans don't go again, you gotta just say, you know what? Listen, last week I gave up my plans with my friends because of this work. Now I'm gonna give up my work for my friends. So you have to always keep that balance. And if anything, yeah, that will motivate you, because you will make sure that you need to get your stuff done, because look, you're hanging out with your friends next week, Sunday or whatever, or right, whatever it may be. I don't know.
Yeah, and you kind of can't say no in a sense, just because then you're gonna have to sacrifice the fact that you're not a man of your word at that time. So
they should call you out for that.
This is a balance you need to find within yourself. It just takes work. So
it does. Yeah.
I think the last thing I should leave these guys off with is just like,
please, Mike.
It's all starts with like small non-negotiables every single day. Like, I bet we all have like non-negotiables that we do every single day that we do as like almost like a confidence boost or like a win, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like, okay, like maybe I read the Bible like once a day. I pray, right? That's something that I do every single day. That's like a start, right? Someone should start like really small. Be like, instead of trying to study the Bible two hours a day, just read it for 20 minutes a day, right?
Right.
Start small with those small things, then work up with your word, right? Because you can't just be wielding this thing around thinking you have this like big ass sword, but you don't, right? You get to just use it small.
Make it stronger.
Start with the dagger. Start stabbing at like at whatever you're trying to do. Yeah. But upgrade, small things, level and then up. keep leveling up.
Exactly. That's a good word to use, non-negotiable. It has to really be non-negotiable.
Yeah.
You set that out, small
routine. Like doing your bed thing, is
brushing your bed.
Never, never like go out of
your bed. Yeah, going to the gym 5 times a week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a non-negotiable. It's like that.
100%.
For sure.
Christian culture, let's do this. Run it. Which one should we do, guys?
Interpretation, DoorDash 500.
Hot topics, interpretation, stories, and then DoorDash 500, right?
Yeah, yeah. You heard that?
That was good. All right. George, do you think 5 hours still works? Is gonna work? Yeah. Always, right? All night. All nighter.
All right. I don't think we ever did the first one where it says
icebreaker.
Yeah. But whatever you took out, just read it.
This is stories.
How do you bridge the gap between your desires and God's will?
What's the question?
How do you bridge the gap between your desires and God's will?
Your desires and God's will.
Yeah.
How do you bridge the gap?
That's easy.
How do you combine them? Yeah. You can go first then.
The way I see it is your career,
apparently,
your career and the sacrifice of your career for God's will and God's calling. Because me and you were talking about this actually, and as
how do you
bridge
the gap though?
How do you
do it?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Maybe. How do you combine the two? That's strange. How I see it.
Because you should combine
bridging the gap.
Yeah, no, of course. But then, like what I was saying to him was like, I think every Christian, when you give up your life, it's not just saying, God, come and save me and make me feel good. Because, dude, guess what? When God comes in your life, he does spiritually clean you. Like, your sins are, like, forgiven. You feel it. You feel free. But at the same time, then you got to do his work, too.
Then your sword's bleeding from defeating all these evil spirits.
So, it's like, God is giving... You shouldn't pray to God for him just to answer your prayers and free you from things, right? When you say, like, deliver us from evil, or lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, you're asking God for something. But you also have to be willing to do his work, which is
For example, if someone is struggling with something, you have to be willing to go out and just preach to them, help them out. That's what we're here to do. Is like, we're here to actually help those people. Obviously, we have our own careers, but how often do we do this? So like, let's be honest with ourselves. As Christians, how often do we do that? You know, I'll be honest, I don't really do it. Should I be doing it? I don't think so. If God was here right now, he wouldn't tell me, go work out and do judo. He would tell me, go and preach this to this person. He would send me to this type of stuff. So I feel like we have to find that balance where, like, we just do that every once in a while. That's how I see it. My career is very important, but I'll be honest about F that. God's will is way much more important.
Why can't your career be God's will?
That's the thing, though. Sometimes it just doesn't work. That's what I'm trying to figure out till this day. It's like, because I'll give you a simple example, Mike.
Yeah.
Remember Simon and Andrew when they were struggling to catch fish, right?
Yeah.
And he throw the net in the water. They threw the net in the water and they gathered all this fish. They had so much debt, but because of that fish that God helped them to catch, they were able to be free from that debt. Exactly. Now he said, we should do this more often. Simon tells God, but God says, now I will make you fishermen of men. He didn't say, every once in a while we'll come over here and you get money. He said, no, from this day, I made, you're free from the debt now. You don't owe Rome any more debt.
Yeah.
But guess what? Because I helped you with this, now you got to be my helper. You got to go out and help people. Your career is fisherman, but you're now you're a fit. No, his job was to fish, right? Now his career, now his goal was to
bring people to Christ, the kingdom.
So that's how I see it. I want to do both too, but is it possible? I'll probably say probably not, right? I mean, there's just so many stories in the Bible that if we're honest with ourselves, we see it. Does that mean like I'm going to stop doing what I do? No, absolutely not. Because I believe that I can do both. But at the end of the day, if there's a choice that I need to make, I will do it.
That extremity, just two options will of God, for sure.
Just the same example that I was bringing with 1 year thing, which it's like, it's unrealistic, but would I stop working for money for 1 year, but work for God and, you know, spend the time with my friends and, you know, stuff like that? Would I do it?
Georgie is very controversial. He puts two options on the table, either that or the other.
Because sometimes what it really
everybody
comes
has.
To.
Yeah, everybody has.
Well, why can't your career? Approaches. Why can't you just be so aligned to God's will?
What is God's will?
Yeah, right. That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. What is God's will?
Okay,
right.
Then my question is like, why did he not have those followers do some other things? Like until Christ was on earth doing Father's will, they had to travel all the time. Dude, Simon had to sacrifice his wife. Like he wanted to be with her. She wanted to be with him, but they both had to sacrifice it for God. Are we doing that as Christians? Let's be honest with ourselves. Are we really doing that? If you're not doing it, then maybe you should look for ways that you
implement it a little bit more in your life.
Things for God. Because dude, God gave us such a gift. Like he died for our sins and we're not even returning it. Realistically, if we're going this deep, that's just what it is.
Yeah, you have to.
Is my career more important or is God's will of like, bringing a lot of people to heaven more important? I don't know. For me, it's bringing a lot of people to heaven with obviously preaching them with gospels. I'll be honest, bro. When I go in and talk to people, the more people that I talk to, whether it's like once a week or once a month, the more I understand how much more we should be going out and preaching people. They have no idea what's going on in this world. A lot of people actually don't know the truth.
Also, I'm actually kind of surprised too. Like understanding how many people don't know the gospel.
I thought they did, but they actually don't know. So
the true perspective on who Jesus was, not just this man who they crucified, but a lot of more depth that goes into, you know, the prophecies, him fulfilling the prophecies, why he died, all that kind of stuff. He didn't die because of Jewish people, you know, or the Jewish leaders condemning him for blasphemy, but they just didn't understand how much truth he was speaking, that he was actually God. So how I would say bridge the gap between your desires and God's will, which yours was a good answer, but I would say prayers. Prayers work 100%. You need to pray for sure. Because prayer is not just only, you know, the prayers that you say, but it's literally pouring your heart out with normal words, just like how you would talk to a friend, to God, and speak your mind and ask him for things. But more than asking, give him gratitude, right? Thank him for things. And then he will humble your heart, and you will understand that all the, you know, your eyes just start to open to things that you should be grateful for rather than the things that you're saying, oh, I want this, I want that, I want that, and I want this. No, you have what you actually need. You have a lot of things that you should be grateful in. And how about this? Take care of that first, and then I'll put another thing on your table type of thing. Like you might be asking a little bit too much than what you're giving out. So yeah, God's will is really, you know, maybe invite your friend to church. Ask a random person if they know Jesus. Just go up to somebody and have a conversation with them about Jesus. All these type of things. Then you will understand that there's something pure about that. There's something great about that. There's something challenging.
There's a reason why it just happened. I don't want to see it as a plain thing where he just told them, now I will make you fishers of men. There's a reason why he said those words. And he did that with a lot of people that he said, follow me.
Yeah.
They gave up their lives. They weren't going
back. I will hold you accountable for that, Georgie.
I will. Please do, because I do that with every single day with myself. And it's hard, but you know, that's what it really comes down to. If I'm being honest with it, if I'm being honest with our viewers, then I have to be honest. I'm not saying I do it, but I'm just saying I want to. I'm still trying to like find a balance in it and come to a conclusion where I'm going to be based.
Right.
So I'm trying, but it's just hard to
it is important,
balance it. Yeah.
Yeah, my mindset when it comes to this is... Good, bro.
Okay.
So...
Charge it, yeah.
What are we... Is it the cameras on?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So my mindset when it says this is... God's will is like the best way to live, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what my desires are, right? Yeah. If I surrender myself to God, that would be the best way to live, regardless of what my flesh desires or what my past life desire or the evil things that I desire. I'm sure I still desire evil things in a sense sometimes, maybe. Like it'll be tempting, like whatever. Like
the human things, right.
But I think it's my job to kind of understand those things and realize what they are, right? And understand more of what God's will actually is, because... That's really vague if you think about, okay, what is God's will, right? That's a lot of things.
I was literally thinking about that.
What is it?
So I asked ChatGPT, and it said, I said, what's God's will according to the Bible? It says people believe in Jesus Christ that and be saved, believe that he died for their sins. Two, his followers live holy and righteous lives. I mean, we'd have to break that down, because what does it mean to be holy and righteous, right? Number three.
Which we could do another episode for.
Which
that,
we can actually. Do, yeah. We can have an episode titled How to Live Out God's Will.
But if you simply want to know, search up what is, you know, living and being a follower of Christ with holiness and righteousness according to the Bible, and you will get a couple answers that you will have an idea on what the righteousness and holiness mean to God.
Yeah. And it says we trust in him and seek his guidance. We go to him, right? We don't go to anything else. We don't go to money. We don't escape. We don't escape into anything else outside of us. We go to him. For things, right?
Yep.
We rejoice, pray, and give thanks to him, and his sovereign plan is fulfilled in this world, right? Those are like some examples of God's will. It's a little bit vague, but we're definitely going to see some another episode. But how I see bridging the gap between my desire and God's will is simply just surrendering. Like whatever it is, I don't care what it is. God's will is the best plan ever for me in my life, because it's not my life, it's his. I wasn't like, I don't even care about like my life, like really. I don't really even care about.
Bro, I really don't.
And it might be like a little bit hard for people to understand, like, okay, what do you mean you don't care about your life? Like, literally, I don't care. Like, God's plan is so much greater than mine. Even when people have this idea that, like, there's some people, like, that think, like, you are God, right?
We've
it's seen like, some comments, yeah, we people all have on the internet, that people think, like, they are God. And I don't want to be, God. I don't want to be God. You know why? Because I know I'm imperfect, bro, and it's just ego. You saying, people saying, like, that they, like, there's a lot of things that I can't control, but there's a lot of things I can control. But all I do know is that I can control following God's will or not, right? Yeah. It might be a difficult thing, but it's the best plan for me long term.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. And I think the reason why you say that, which is something that I completely understand with saying I don't care about my life, is look at it from this perspective, right? If you have a choice to go to church or, you know, go and drink with your friends. And yeah, this might be an easy example, but let's put in perspective saying, okay, do I choose to read the Bible at night or, you know, scroll on my phone? It's these are the choices that you're making, your will and God's will for you, right? Because the amount of power and the amount of strength that you can find from Bible that you can't get from social media. So that's God's will, because he knows that what you will get out of that will be so much more valuable than social media. Same with going to church and connecting with people that are of God, following God, worshiping God together. And It's like when you start making choices like that, that align with what God is calling you, you will have an understanding that your life is now for Him. He saved your life. Now you live with Him. But there's a beautiful thing that, and it's true, you will only truly understand that statement when you are saved and born again in spirit. And this is why. Because when people hear that I am putting myself aside for God, is you think that you're doing it alone. You're not. God gives you, the Holy Spirit guides you to serve God with love, then force. There's no force with us going to church. We want to go to church. It's a happy moment. It's the best thing that's happening. Oh, Wednesday? Well, I'm so glad I woke up today. I get to go to church. It's a different feeling. Therefore, the outcome is different.
And what I think too, and this might just be my opinion, but I think God gives us room to kind of have desires, right? And eventually, like our will be His will. His will is what we ask Him in a sense, like not all the time, of course not, but the more you follow God, the more like you'd be able to desire the things that He desires for you in a sense.
Better way to frame that, in my opinion, would be eventually we will understand His will and align with what we do. Because, I mean, I do understand what you're saying, but the word structure was just...
Yeah, it was a little bit awkward, because right?
Because when you say that eventually our will be His will, like, well, His will is it doesn't change. It's just there, but we get to follow it or not. Like, He's based with how it is, not how it can be. But with us, it can alternate. How do I want it? How do God wants it? And it can happen out of ignorance because we're flawed, but it's His plan. And then we have to look at His plan, study it, understand what is He trying to
and
say.
And try to live it out.
And then try to live it out, yeah. But that was a very good one.
Dude, we should definitely run this back with, even with a guest or just us, like what you just said, basically, like make an episode separately just talking about
how God's, we were
like,
able to
actually living a righteous and a holy life from where how we think it is and like living God's will and stuff.
Or what it says in the book, right?
Well, the Bible.
No, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Everything has to be
what does the Bible say? Yeah.
Sweet.
Yep.
All right.
Quote of the day, real quick. Yeah.
Who wants to reach?
Okay.
You go.
I got it. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9.
Amen, right?
Amen.
So
Amen.
Be it.
Amen. Facts.
It's true. So be it.
Amen.
Shout out on Insta.
Instagram.
Georgie, go for it.
Amanda CRR. Absolutely love this. Thank you for the shout out.
Yeah.
Give us more comments, guys, so we can shout you guys out.
Absolutely love that comment.
And even give us ideas. What do you guys want to hear? What type of topics or whatever? And we'll be
It's the first or the second girl that commented on our video.
Nah, we've had.
We had a couple. Second one, probably, but. Yeah.
And so, Georgie, we asked the guests three questions at the end of each episode.
Just kidding. Who's the guest? Man behind the cam.
You're right. One day. One day you'll be
here. One day. Or day one. Come on. Yeah.
All right. We good, guys?
Yep.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. Yep. And think big, grow big.
Peace.